Hassan Piker says issue with America deserved 9/11 was wording, not content. By Matt Mercer on August 13, 2026. Anti-American streamer Hassan Piker said he should have phrased things better, discussing his viral comments that America deserved 9/11 on Mehdi Hassan's podcast 2 weeks ago. The Hill reported on the podcast appearance, where Piker said he could have phrased the statement America deserved 9/11 in a better way, but held firm to his frequent use of pejoratives in describing racial groups. I said it in 2019, and you know, if you listen to the full conversation, you very quickly understand what I'm talking about, Piker said. I should have phrased things better. Piker made the vile comments in 2019 during a broadcast on Twitch. The full quote was, "This is so insane. America deserved 9/11, dude. Fuck it. I'm saying it. We totally brought it on ourselves." The September 11, 2001 attacks murdered 2,977 Americans in the worst terrorist attack in our nation's history. Piker continued on the podcast appearance, expressing his concern over how the comments he made have been used by Republicans. "I apologize for those who I have offended, but most importantly, apologize for giving an opportunity to the right to just like use this against me," he continued. Piker's frequent campaign appearances with Abdulrahman Mohamed El-Sayed, the Democrat Senate nominee in Michigan, raise questions over the candidate's own views. He has attempted to distance himself from Piker's views but continued defending him, telling Meet the Press, "Of course it was a dumb statement, and of course I think Hassan himself would say that was a dumb statement." El-Sayed defended Piker, accusing Meet the Press host Kristen Welker of playing gotcha politics and attempting to bring back cancel culture. Piker also received backup from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders over the 9/11 comments, when the socialist told CNN, "I think that's a dumb statement. On the other hand, he has a whole lot of followers, and there are a lot of things that he's saying that are making sense to a lot of people. We need a big tent. And I think people like Piker should be welcome into that, certainly." Elsewhere in the podcast appearance, Piker defended his use of pejoratives for Israeli settlers, calling Republicans inbred hicks. "I've called Republicans inbred hicks my whole life. I call, you know, Nazis inbred. I call them pigs. You know, all these different things. I've gotten banned for this," said Piker.